If you need a new roof or a repair, Easton Roofing will take care of you. Estimates are always free and suggestions are built on integrity. Visit EastonRoofing.com for more information. Get back to business faster with Easton Roofing. Easton Roofing. Integrity matters.
Isn't this a sports show?
Clinton has said accurately, I might add, on the Facebook page. Almost entirely sports. A show where Josh reads all of his tweets. And I have no counter-argument to that. That is true and fair.
Almost entirely.
Excuse me. I'm talent. I'm talent, sir. Unhand me.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
I am Joshua Briscoe. Rudy with the reverse slam. Beard with a judgmental gaze. What's up, Beards? How you doing?
I'm here.
Take the show with you by listening on the Sports Radio 810 mobile app at 810WHB.com or by searching for Almost Entirely Sports wherever you get your podcasts.
Is this the most important thing I could be talking about? Well, I mean, probably not. Debatable.
This is Almost Entirely Sports on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Lot of stuff to get to here tonight. Some of it later on in the show will probably be fun. We'll probably have the general things you ask for as you try to ride a good Almost Entirely Sports wave into your weekend. That will not be the start of the show, and if you're mad about that, blame Les Miles. Or KU, or whoever, I don't know.
Jeff Long
will yeah, there are plenty of places if you're annoyed that this isn't starting with a long conversation about Anthony Sherman's retirement.
A bunch of boosters at LSU whose names I just obviously don't know.
Also, Rudy has a pack of NBA Top Shot that Rudy has been talking about incessantly for hours today. He has, to his unending credit, agreed to save them until 8 o'clock. We'll open those on the show, on the Twitch stream, in the Facebook, and all of that stuff. We will we'll stream all of that at 8. We got Mick Schaefer to close out the week with the final hour, as we always do on a Friday. But again, none of those places will be where this show actually begins today, because we have this Les Miles story. We didn't have a show last night. We got way more information today, and I'm going to act as if most people listening right now maybe have a loose understanding of where the story is at this point, and then I'll try to give you a few more of the what I consider most pertinent details, and then I'll tell you where I'm at. But it is both a lot and is going to occupy this really deeply unfortunate space where there is, I think, a bit of an intellectually dishonest pushback onto the consequences that I think ultimately should befall Les Miles. I'm going to try to clarify some of that stuff over the course of this segment, maybe the hour, maybe the show. But Rudy will again open the Top Shot at 8. Rudy, don't get nervous. If I have to stop mid-sentence to let you open your Top Shot pack at 8, I'll do so, and that will be when we get incredibly clunky.
Yeah, it's going to be fun, but important right now.
But this won't be. That'll be fun. This won't be.
No.
Welcome to the show.
But necessary.
So we'll start with USA Today's story that came out yesterday, kind of mid-afternoon. Former LSU football coach Les Miles was banned from contacting female students after 2013 probe. I'm going to give you a couple of relevant paragraphs. I would urge anyone who cares about this story even a little bit to go read the full thing. Make yourself a cup of coffee and take a minute, because there's a lot in here and a lot that you should probably know about. But here's a little bit that I think is most relevant and the stuff that USA Today thinks is most relevant at the top of the story. But first, something from Rudy.
Yes, Ben Smith has just tweeted out that Jeff Long has placed Les Miles on administrative leave.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yes.
Yep, I said it here. Benton Smith tweets, KU Tonight finally weighs in on the LSU report / Les Miles allegations. Jeff Long has placed Miles on administrative leave. I'm waiting for a report saying that Jeff Long has put himself in timeout, and it doesn't appear that he's done that yet. So I guess good enough.
I mean, so the question there is, though, I guess you would have to wait until you're out of timeout, though, to get back on your phone to let people know you've put yourself in timeout.
Great point.
So I don't know. We just might give it a little bit.
Maybe Jeff Long is about to put himself in timeout.
Yeah.
So
10-minute timeout, we think?
I thought that the administrative leave independent... There was a good thread on Twitter earlier that I would like to at least properly credit before I get into the segment that we call reading. Not the internet, not with the funny music beards. It's just too awkward. It's just not fitting of the moment. But there was a good thread earlier today from Jayhawk Talk on Twitter. They're just at Jayhawk Talk. About what KU should be doing throughout this process. And predominantly that was put Les Miles on administrative leave, say that you're conducting your own independent investigation, that Jeff Long will not be involved in it, mm-hmm. and then go through your own process. I think that's incredibly reasonable.
Justin Newell has also tweeted out with a quote from Jeff Long, or, you know, a partial quote from Jeff Long, saying that he says KU will conduct, quote, a full review to determine the appropriate next steps.
So... that makes perfect sense. Waiting until 7 p.m. on Friday, almost on the dot, is pretty crappy.
It's on brand.
And deeply unsurprising. Just do it when you find out about, like, you read the stories, whatever. Administrative leave. Okie doke. If you're wondering, wait, now remind me, Josh, what all led to this point. Here's what we've got. At the height of, this is from the USA Today story from Kenny Jacobs, Kenny Jacoby, Nancy Armour, and Jessica Luther on USA Today from yesterday afternoon. At the height of his fame as Louisiana State University's head football coach, Les Miles was accused of texting female students, taking them to his condo alone, making them feel uncomfortable, and, on at least one occasion, kissing a student and suggesting they go to a hotel after telling her he could help her career, according to an internal investigative report released by LSU on Thursday. The investigation done by law firm Taylor Porter on behalf of LSU in 2013 did not find that Miles had sexual relationships with any of the women, but found his behavior inappropriate. Miles strongly denied kissing the girl, according to the report. He said that he did nothing wrong and was simply mentoring young women at the university. Miles was also accused by athletic department staff of saying that the female student workers who helped the football team lure top recruits needed to be attractive, blonde, and fit, according to the investigative report. Existing student employees who did not meet this criteria should be given fewer hours or terminated, the report details. That goes on to say that Miles, through his attorney, has refuted all of this and said these are baseless, inaccurate media reports. More on that in a moment. It says that it's mischaracterized, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The university ordered him to stop hiring student employees to babysit, cease being alone with them, and attend 8 one-hour sessions with an attorney and pay for it out of his own pocket. LSU also issued Miles a letter of reprimand and required him to sign forms stating that he had read and understood all of the school's policies. If Miles repeated his behavior, the school said in the letter, he would lose his job and violate his contract. I don't know if I got the specific... segment here of that story that has the thing from the headline that I think is most outrageously, like, jump off the page crazy. Les Miles was not allowed to have one-on-one contact with female students at LSU. This is not something that should need to exist as a term of your continued employment. That's absolutely bonkers. We also got more information today. What we found out today through a report that came out that had a lot from a series of Title IX complaint issues from LSU that included some things on Les Miles. It was not necessarily about Les Miles, in my understanding, but there is a lot there. I will now quote a section of sort of a summary of some of those things that came up in the many, many, many page report today from Jesse Newell's article summarizing some of those things in the Kansas City Star. Former LSU athletic director Joe Aleva. I needed to, like, cough, but it was bad timing because I was trying to read. I've coughed now and we're good. You didn't hear it because we have cough buttons. Former LSU athletic director Joe Aleva suggested his coach's his school's president in 2013. I swear I've read this paragraph before. LSU's former athletic director suggested to his school's president in 2013 that football coach Les Miles should be fired because of his alleged conduct against female student workers, according to an investigation released Friday into how LSU responded to Title IX complaints.
Miles, entering his third season as Kansas's football coach, was cited frequently in other parts of the LSU report, which included the description of a meeting with a female student worker who claimed that something bad happened to her when she was alone with Miles. The former AD's email was sent to incoming LSU president F. King Alexander, a remarkable name for this moment, because I have found a lot of this to be F. King Alexander unbelievable. In June 2013, after two student workers had accused Miles of sexual harassment. Here is a quote from the former LSU AD to the incoming president, F. King Alexander. "I always believe that people are innocent until proven guilty, and in this case, I believe he is guilty of insubordination, inappropriate behavior, putting the university, athletic department, and football program at great risk," he wrote in his email. "I think we have cause. I specifically told him not to text, call, or be alone with any student workers, and he obviously didn't listen. I know there are many possible outcomes and much risk either way, but I believe it is in the best interest in the long run to make a break. The court of public opinion would favor us." He later wrote, "It gives me great concern for the future." The investigation says, this is still from Jesse Newell now, the investigation says that in early 2013, an LSU student worker came forward to say she was, quote, very upset about something that took place when she was alone with Miles. She requested a meeting with Miles, and during it, another LSU athletics employee reported that she was, quote, completely traumatized, unquote, by the alleged incident. Quote, "The child has a dead stare. She just kept saying over and over, 'You know what you did to me.'" Another LSU athletics employee described the student's interaction as, quote, emotional and, quote, traumatic. The investigation was conducted by law firm Hush Blackwell at LSU's request following publication of a USA Today investigation last November that revealed the school mishandled sexual misconduct complaints. Hush Blackwell's report said there was no record of the student's concern being investigated to the level of the university's policy at the time. The student, after that, was said by LSU athletics employees to have, quote, fell off the face of the earth, unquote, with those people unaware of what happened to her after that. At that point, according to the report, Aleva told Miles to refrain from contact with student workers. I think that is in large part the important little segments of this. Again, April 2013, Aleva suggested that they fired Les Miles. This is from Ross Dellinger of Sports Illustrated, I believe, working from the report that came out today. "Per sources on campus, officials explored Miles' contract then in an effort to fire him for cause, but learned they'd likely lose that fight and would owe him a $15 million buyout. They fired him several years later, not for any of this, but for starting off the season 2-2, after a series of unsuccessful years by LSU football standards.
The real crime, obviously.
Right. The real offense, which is not being very good at football anymore. Several things from this that I find easy, and then there'll be several things from this that I find rather difficult. First of all, imagine having this set up with anyone in your life. "Hey, you'd like to meet my friend Les? He's a super cool dude. Great friend, love having him around, as long as he's not having any one-on-one contact with any women." I would think, hope, believe that would come off as a bit of a red flag to anyone who cares about anything. That was something that LSU put into place after these sort of half-assed investigations into these complaints against Les Miles. That's sort of the gist of they didn't investigate to the fullest extent of their protocol at that point. And I tell you what, if you, I think if you throw, if you hover a magnifying glass over a large number of colleges just across the country, you will find times, I can think of multiple times for some colleges that I am aware of, where complaints were filed, investigations were not followed up on, and then women at the end of it were left wondering, wait a second, why are you here? Being the people who are supposed to investigate and protect in these circumstances. I can think of multiple examples off the top of my head, real quick. Those are not terribly uncommon circumstances.
But for the end result of the Les Miles investigation to be, don't be alone with any female staffers, any women who are working around the team. That is punishment for something. Mm-hmm. For what? Not clear. And a wholly unfit punishment for anything, because why could that possibly be necessary if not for some sort of mutual protection, perhaps for the women, perhaps for the school? That is a person that you wanted to continue to employ, though, regardless. The story as a whole is terrible on a series of levels. And I am at a point now, from what we got yesterday from the USA Today story and the extra stuff from the report today, that I cannot come up with any sort of reasonable argument to have Les Miles be at the helm of even the world's most embarrassing football program, which is what KU is. And it reflects horrendously on KU as a whole, mm-hmm. and specifically Jeff Long's hiring of Les Miles, that somehow he is the one putting Les Miles on administrative leave tonight. And he had no idea that any of this had been swirling around Les Miles for nearly a decade? Pardon my cynicism.
And mind you, this is something that I've seen multiple people report was a secret that everybody knew about.
An open secret and an issue where that left LSU considering, mm-hmm. considering firing him in 2013. In 2013, this was something that they were having these conversations about. Jeff Long, throughout the hiring process, which, by the way, I mean, it became evident relatively quickly.
It was not a hiring process.
This was a hiring Les Miles process, which seems reasonable whenever you have this former national championship winning mm-hmm. head coach who theoretically the AD has this long, illustrious relationship with. Whenever this is the landing point, that's inexcusable.
I want to point something out. So the AD for LSU back in 2013 wanted to fire Les Miles.
Correct.
I imagine as the AD of a school, you have a pretty good relationship with ADs of other schools, especially within your conference, right?
Certainly if you're going to hire that coach later.
And part of that is because you go to, you have a lot of meetings together, right?
Yep.
You talk to other ADs.
Yep.
In 2013, Jeff Long was the AD at Arkansas.
Those schools,
another
I believe,
SEC school.
Same conference.
They would have been in the same room.
Frequently.
I mean, I don't know the exact amount, but if you told me they spent roughly 30 days every year in the same room, not just talking, but just in the same room.
Yeah, that relationship probably exists.
The idea that Jeff Long had never heard about it, and honestly, had never even heard about it directly from the LSU AD.
That's right. You don't think that Joe Aleva at one point went, oh man, this effing Les Miles, can you believe this bull bleep I'm having to deal with right now?
Jeff Long is basically saying not even once did somebody even like this rumor even come across his ears by just somebody in the Arkansas athletic department, or just again by somebody maybe in another athletic department while he was just at some at the SEC media days or something. You're saying not a single time while you're the AD at Arkansas, the AD at LSU, or anybody in the LSU athletic program who you have relationships with, probably many of them, and you're obviously pretty close with Les, which tells me you're pretty close to other people at LSU, you never heard anything. Even if you maybe didn't want to believe it at first, right? You're like, hey, I know Les. He's a good guy. So you know, the first time you hear the rumor, you're like, I don't know if this is really true or not. I don't know if I can believe it. You're saying you never even heard that rumor.
And that there was a series of investigations within the LSU football program that you were completely unaware of. It is we do not know that Jeff Long knew all these things. It is incredibly difficult to believe at this point.
The athletic director at LSU wanted to fire the man.
Yes.
Like, this isn't a cover-up in a way. Like, LSU didn't cover this up in a way that, like, everybody was just, like, everybody was on board. There were clearly people there not on board.
I want to go back
that
to
gets out.
I want to go back to Jesse Newell's story here. So Aleva told Miles to refrain from contact with student workers. Shortly after, though, a second student worker reported inappropriate contact and text messages with Miles. According to a 2013 investigation by another LSU-hired law firm, Taylor Porter, released Thursday, Miles was accused of kissing this student twice in his parked car while also suggesting at times they go to a hotel or his condo, with the two parties eventually signing a settlement agreement that was first reported by the Times-Picayune and New Orleans Advocate last week. That was the little blip on the radar last week, was that Les Miles and a student had had some sort of settlement. According to the Taylor Porter investigation, these two women spoke to each other after alleging misconduct by Miles, with the first woman saying she'd been, quote, cornered and touched by Miles. She later denied this when talking to investigators. The second student did, however, report a, quote, unwanted touching from Miles. Again, there was a settlement. The investigation was never released to the public and was only revealed Thursday after USA Today sued for its release. In the Hush Blackwell investigation released Friday, an LSU athletic department staffer reported Miles was involved with hiring student employees after his team's loss in the 2012 national championship game, attempting to, quote, sexualize the staff by allegedly demanding he wanted, quote, blondes with big boobs and, quote, pretty girls. The investigation found several witnesses corroborated that account. So not only do you have a head coach who largely, it seems to think, talk, and behave like a 14-year-old. You have the series of allegations from before that. And again, those are denied by Les Miles. And some of them have more details and more to stand on than other ones do. I think, to me, there are a series of reasons that this leaves me having absolutely no faith anywhere between Jeff Long to Les Miles to the support staff around them. Again, the idea that LSU believed at that time, the former AD believed at that time, they would be able to fire Les Miles for cause, and not only that they could, but that they should.
You know how hard it is to convince, again, like, because remember, Les Miles is coming off a national title appearance. For the AD to be fully convinced that they should be moving on,
the AD,
at that time, the AD clearly believed these allegations.
They backed off on the ability to they think they would successfully be able to fire him for cause. Mm-hmm. Later on, they thought they would likely lose that fight, as I mentioned earlier, from Ross Dellinger.
Which I still would have just, at that point, you just,
you're LSU. Go hold a hat out in front of five boosters and watch it fill up for a buyout for Les Miles.
And honestly, you could negotiate it's like the Greg Marshall situation, right? Yep. Greg Marshall got money, but he got nowhere near as much as his buyout was.
It almost certainly would have been settled.
Yeah.
Beyond that, I simply do not understand why, not just how, but why anyone anywhere would make the argument that Les Miles is a person that you want at the helm of your organization. Of any organization. Unless it ends up coming through that every single one of these things is totally made up out of thin air, which isn't typically how this stuff goes.
Yeah.
Especially whenever the AD who had all the information in 2013 was ready to move on from, as Rudy pointed out, the head coach coming off a national championship appearance. And there is the settlement, and there were the ramifications from within the LSU program as some form of consequence for these actions from Les Miles. I think you have plenty of evidence to find out that there was some amount of unacceptable behavior throughout that era. To know all of those things and to say, I think that man should be in charge of any college football program, that he should be the head coach at a high school, is beyond me. And if you can plead ignorance, which is where Jeff Long is in a best case scenario, right? Mm-hmm. If you can plead ignorance and they say, you know what, listen, he was a national championship head coach. This program's been in the dumpster for a decade now. Longer, probably, really. I don't know when you want to make that cut off. When was the Orange Bowl?
I mean, it was
a decline.
It's been,
long has the dumpster been on fire?
It started in 2010. 2010,
well,
they lost their first game of the year to North Dakota State.
Yeah,
and, like, that was really,
a decade ago.
Yeah, that was really, well, I guess, You could say that the start of it was probably and was the whether or not it's true or not. There have been some reports that maybe make it seem like Mark Mangino didn't do the things he did. But at the very least, Mark Mangino was fired for being abusive to players.
That's true.
There were other stories that came out that made the story seem a little shaky. But regardless, Mark Mangino was fired for being abusive towards at least one player. And that's when it started. That was the start of the decline.
I don't know when it was a dumpster and when that dumpster was on fire, but that dumpster has been on fire for a very long time. Maybe. I think Charlie Weiss Molotov cocktail into the dumpster.
Turner Gill was bad, but it wasn't embarrassing.
But not a fire. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the distinction I'm willing to make.
Yes.
I understood the Les Miles hiring with the information that I had at the time.
Yeah.
It is unconscionable to think that Jeff Long and I had the same amount of information when they hired Les Miles. For the reasons that Rudy pointed out previously. Plus, whenever that hiring happens, I went and found a story from Fog.net with our friend Scott Chasen, who wrote about Jeff Long at the time, and some of the quotes about the hiring process when there were literally jokes about how like casual and easygoing the hiring process was, that sort of dismounts with Jeff Long talking about how, you know, this was an important process. You need to find someone who fits the culture, who can bring the program back to where it needs to be, and that he's going to be here making young men into great young men, and all of this stuff that reads like a bad, tasteless stand-up routine at this point, because it all now reads as such fraud. What were you going to say, Rudy?
Basically, I was going to point out, I think this goes off what you said. It truly is best case scenario for Jeff Long, which is that he just completely was, you know, ignorant to the situation, right? Do you want a person in charge of the entire athletic department who misses this?
Yep.
Something that was clearly visible to anybody to I imagine pretty much anybody who was working in college football in 2013, but certainly to anybody who was working in the SEC in 2013. Like the character judgment, this is one of Jeff Long's better friends, he says. Is that the person that you want in charge of your athletic department?
No.
Whose job it is to revive the football. Like, he was literally hired to revive the football program.
Ignorance is rarely the trump card that lots of people tend to use it as.
Yeah.
It's like, I didn't know. Now we're investigating it. Now we're doing a real investigation into Les Miles. For the first time in 2021.
If you did...
This is a big position.
If you did any amount of background work, like you would normally do, right, for a coaching hire.
And it just seems completely unfathomable that Jeff Long just had no idea.
Because here's the thing. Like, we talked about this before the show, the whole lot, and I forget the Mets GM who got fired, but essentially how basically the Mets basically didn't talk to any women.
Yes.
Honestly, I don't know if KU talked to any men.
I don't know if Jeff Long talked to.
This is just me painting a picture. There's no report or truth or anything behind this. I honestly think Jeff Long just showed up to Les's house with a bottle of scotch. They sat down. He was like, hey, man, if you want this job, it's yours.
Yeah.
You can take it now. You can tell me in a week. If at any moment you want this job, it's yours. I think that is essentially how this went down.
Jared Porter was the fired Mets GM.
I knew it was Jared something, but I just can't remember the last name.
Part of the story that we talked about as the news happened was that there was a lot of talk about how, oh man, they had done research into his background. They had really done some character work on
Everybody
him.
Everybody said
found
he was a
out,
great guy.
Who is this guy? How is this going to reflect on our organization? And then they were asked, someone was asked if they had had any conversations with any women who had worked with Jared Porter.
I think it was also
the answer was no.
Any minority person, person of color or women, just anybody who wasn't a white guy.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was no. It's just they talked to the same people.
So here's kind of just maybe the push off from here, maybe the dismount here. Nicole Arbach on the in The Athletic had a column that I was reading right before the show that is very much worth reading. I'll try not to simply parrot her story, but I would say that if you're interested in what this all is, that you should go read it. But it had me thinking about a couple of things, and then there's some stuff here that it helped me kind of pull some thoughts together, I would say. I find it genuinely impossible to say, you know, his actions here were wrong. But what are you, going to fight everybody who does it? What are you, what are you going to do? What are you going to, listen, is this good? No. Is it happening everywhere? Yeah, probably. What do you want to do? Have them fire and go find another head coach? I think that position is intellectually impossible to achieve because you cannot possibly advocate in a real, personally affecting way. You cannot say that this system is bad and these actions are bad and we need to reform some of these things throughout, if not college sports, if not college football, all sports, or perhaps all workplaces, and really all workplaces. But I don't think Les Miles should lose his job for any of those things. You cannot have that thought all together all at once, because you cannot advocate for that change and then also argue against having consequences for the actions that you want to deter. It's the reason that I get so unendingly frustrated by some of these just absolutely used car dealership, wacky inflatable arm man conversations about cancel culture. We're just wagging around and saying, we've got to cancel it. You're going to cancel Dr. Seuss? Which, by the way, like, you want to talk about Dr. Seuss tonight? You want to really see if we can find that third rail? Or just jump on it and hug it?
Funny part, before the show started, I saw a deal how his books are now like eight of like the top 10 like most sold books right now over the last week have been his books.
Here's the secret on Dr. Seuss thing. Do you know who canceled like six of his books that you've never heard of before, by the way? Do you know who canceled them? His estate.
Yeah.
The Dr. Seuss
estate.
People said these books have some, find them, really racist imagery in them. And so we are going to stop selling these.
Because we feel like it's wrong.
Right, yeah. And also, again, it's not The Lorax, which is a great story, actually, about protecting the environment that you live in. Not that that would be relevant to any of these conversations. But it's not that the Cat in the Hat and The Lorax aren't going anywhere, but you find these six books that, I think it's six, that do have these, you'll find some really problematic ways of depicting people, because this dude was born in like 1904.
Yeah, it's not surprising that at least one of his books would have it. It's like you go look at old Disney movies and you're like,
Yeah, we should at least probably
Dumbo
acknowledge that
got
that's
some
not,
issues.
Yeah, sure does.
Got some issues.
Sure does. And so the idea, like the, civil disobedience in response is to buy more Dr. That's fine. Buy more Dr. Seuss books. It's going to the place that quote unquote canceled six of his books. Anyway, I found that a lot of people don't seem to know that.
Yeah. And one thing I saw, and this could kind of be my last thing for right now, because I know we need to break soon.
I saw
somebody like tweet out basically like, you know, like why should essentially KU fire him for something he did 8 to 10 years ago? You know, is the probation, is that not the punishment? Like, when's, and here's the thing. I'm all for, in general, people having second chances in life, right?
Sure.
Like Jared Porter, like I'm not saying Jared Porter should never have a job ever in his life again, right? Here's the thing, though. You deserve a second chance after you've been punished.
And
Les Miles has not been punished.
And have shown any amount of personal
growth. Like actual, here's the thing. Like, and this is not like the same situation by any means, but it's just like the first thing that pops in my mind because the crimes are very different. Michael Vick gets in trouble for dogfighting, goes to jail, and then after jail has spent millions of dollars and countless of hours for charities to help essentially, you know, dogs that are being used for dogfighting to take care of those. Like there were actions of remorse for, hey, I did wrong. I am now giving back to try to make things better.
We love giving out second chances so much.
But you have to
so
be punished.
Much. But there has
and you have to
be,
redeem yourself.
There has to be a consequence and there has to be some evidence of personal growth. Because if I walked on the other side of this piece of plexiglass and Rudy, you just slapped me in the face. And I went, Rudy, I wish you wouldn't have done that. That was really unfortunate, but I want to, you know, let's just power through. And then you slap me again. There is a real fool me once, shame on you, me, fool me twice, shame, or fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me thing going on here.
The problem with this,
I'm not going to slap you again.
This
Whack.
Example
what?
Is, I think the general public would be behind me.
That's
so,
a great
like,
point.
It's not really like,
that's
I don't
point.
Know if you can punish me.
No, that's a great point. That's a bad analogy by me. But this is the other part of it. Is Les Miles did not face punishment for these actions at LSU.
Exactly.
He faced punishment for losing football games.
He was given a pass. He was literally given a pass for this.
Yes. And until eventually the football wasn't good enough And they just went and decided, we're going to go hire Ed Orgeron, who's been better there over the last... It
and also,
a direct one-to-one, but
there may be some issues, because like, part of their report is also how they've handled, you know, obviously...
All sorts of things throughout the organization.
Sound like necessarily like he has not done it, pulled a Les Miles, but he may have looked the other way when some of his players did such a thing.
Yeah, good point.
But we don't know that. They're looking at that as well.
But here's the thing that has... I don't know. Here's the thing that is that maybe can help someone else understand some of these things. Now, listen, honestly, if you've disagreed with me for 35 minutes and you're still here, God bless you, and I don't think you exist. But if you're here, you're saying, you know, blah blah blah, cancel culture. Here's the thing about this that is so frustrating to me. We're not just talking about his ability to lead an organization, if he's a good football coach, if he will stop doing these things. I feel like all you have to do for like a minute to be deeply bothered by all of these things is to acknowledge that these women are also people, like in some of the most basic possible senses. Where they're not just these women are not just like literally like objects to try to lure recruits like bait on a hook. They're not just objects to have around the athletic department for Les Miles to fool around with. Like, if you can't make that connection, we're never gonna get anywhere. And so maybe there's at least some self-awareness that we could find in there somewhere. That maybe you just don't fully see these young women who he was mentoring, if you are mentoring anyone and also preying on them, you are only preying on them and not mentoring them, period. Like, eat that at all.
The whole quote about, like, helping gain career advancement, like...
Yeah, come to my condo, I'll help your career.
It just made me, like, shiver.
Yeah, because it's awful.
It's just so terrible.
That's the whole game here. The whole game here is, do we need to somehow punish Les Miles or just keep him out of one-on-one interactions with these women to say absolutely nothing of their value as people who would like to no longer be preyed upon and get unwanted texts and touches from the head coach, the highest paid employee of the state, the most powerful man in that state.
Who now still have to go to work and see him.
Every day. Like, if that is not an unreasonable request. And LSU did apparently not nearly enough to follow up on these complaints and what these women were asking for in terms of, hey, I've come to talk to you now. Could I get a little bit of help here? And their answer was, yeah, we'll look into it. And then
Les Miles' record, and they were like, his college football record. Right. And they're like, oh, yeah, no, this is good.
And you've got these women dropping off, as the report says, dropping off the face of the earth in terms of just not even being around anymore. Because, by the way, that's the thing that happens a lot, is whenever you're not going to get the institutional support that you deserve in that moment, you're just going to stop being a part of that institution. Mm-hmm. Rightfully so. What else can you do at that point if none of the authority figures are listening? So I can't. At this point, and listen, as we gain more information and if more things come out, maybe there's some argument to be made for Jeff Long getting to pick the next head coach. But this is the thing about the ignorance. This is the thing about the ignorance of it, is if your athletic director was ignorant to all of these things that were not exactly held under lock and key, it seems, especially among ADs and the SEC, as Rudy pointed out. If you can't find that these investigations happened, that there was a settlement back at the time, I don't really want that guy picking my next head coach either. Nope. And honestly, that alone would be enough for me here. Like, that's the reason that I'm really comfortable. Mm-hmm. I am not comfortable telling you that Les Miles and Jeff Long should be in prison. Okay? I'm not comfortable saying that with the information that we have right now. I'm incredibly comfortable saying I think both of those guys should be out of these jobs because they have shown a grand incompetence in their ability to be the leaders that you need them to be in these circumstances. Mm-hmm. I just don't think it's that hard to clearly see that both of them have failed in enormous and different ways. That would be plenty of evidence for me not to want either of them at the head of any particular football program, even one that's been a dumpster fire for a decade and shows absolutely no sign of turning it around anytime soon, because it's just egg after egg after egg on their face. And this is a point that a fan base, a state, a group of alumni all deserve better than.
They're years away from being a bad football program.
Years away from not being a deeply unsettling, disturbing department.
The level of incompetence that the football program has shown is just, they always say it can't get worse. I mean, like, KU is just basically every year just like, yep. We're just wait and see, man.
Because the incompetence
has taken. It's how they handle, and honestly, and here's another thing with Jeff Long, look at how Jeff Long handled the David Beatty situation.
Yeah.
Why do you want this guy in charge?
They fought all of that out to save $500,000.
His whole job, though, he was hired solely for the football program, because you don't have to worry about the basketball program. Bill Self's got that handled.
That'll take care of itself.
Like he and honestly, maybe Bill Self should just be in charge of the football program as well. Like it'd probably be a lot better. Like how could you want this? If you're Chancellor Girard, I don't know if people don't know, Chancellor Girard he's the chancellor at KU. He's the one who makes this decision. I don't know how you can look at Jeff Long and be like, yeah, this is the guy who should be in charge of our football program.
Yeah, it's completely unfathomable to me that this is where we're at again in a situation that is where this football program has been as diverse in its dumpster fires as it has been in its severity of its dumpster fires. We need to take a break. Whenever we come back, I don't know. We'll see if there's a dumpster fire in the building.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
There's the iceberg. Here we come.
On Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Few quick things here. Rudy's going to open his pack of NBA Top Shot in 10 minutes. We contain multitudes. First of all, a comment from Marcus on Facebook says that IMDb has 3 to 4 hours of classic Looney Tunes movies. They have at least 4 of them that he's seen. It's a free app to watch and might help with your visual background noise. Thank you, Marcus. That's a genuinely helpful comment from somebody who clearly answered my question in a way that I was looking for from the last show.
Listening to the podcast. Appreciate it.
Really appreciate that, Marcus. Just that's not a joke or anything. It's just really helpful. Here's a couple other things that are now. We've got our Looney Tunes and back to Les Miles.
There's the fun. There's the almost.
Yep. Almost entirely fun, just not this hour. Yeah. Logan on Facebook said, the big thing here is how did anyone at KU hear about this while they were vetting Miles in the hiring process and not say, nope, we can't have this on campus. We need to look at someone else. I think there are probably two doors you could go through here. One is that they never found that because it was an incredibly weak vetting process, which I think is kind of Rudy's. He's going through that door. I'm also very tempted to open the door and walk down the door of everyone they talked to about it said it's no big deal. He's Les Miles. Don't worry about it.
I also think that's very, very possible. And my guess is it's still the other one, but that's wildly possible.
I can see that playing out just as easily. Absolutely. I'm not making a bet on which of the two. It seems a little irresponsible, I guess. I think both of those things are things that I would consider to be on the table.
Or it was just
hold on, Rudy. Beard's running on his microphone. I'm nervous.
Or it was just a case of, hey guys, don't worry about it. It won't come out, and Les Miles will win enough games where it won't matter.
Listen, if anyone thought he was going to win games at Kansas, they were really delusional for that part.
The only competent coach they'd had in years, though.
Well,
competent's
a strong word.
Here's another thing that Nicole Arbach just tweeted a screenshot from an Athletic story here, from quoting Les Miles in July 2019, explaining why Puka Williams only received a one-game suspension after being charged with misdemeanor domestic battery. According to an arrest affidavit, an 18-year-old woman was, quote, punched in the stomach as well as grabbed by the throat. Here's a quote from Les Miles, quote, if you think when you come to me you're getting someone sympathetic to your cause, you are not if you've mistreated women, Miles says he tells his teams each year at fall camp. He always adds that he reminds players that he has a wife and 2 daughters that he loves very much. This year, Kansas will be the most receptive audience that you could possibly imagine because they saw how quickly things changed for Puka. One day happy-go-lucky, enjoying life, the next day out of circulation, not to be seen, not to come into the building, not to be worked out, Miles said. Now I think this Kansas team, they're so willing to hear the message, and at some point in time we'll have Puka talk not about the incident in any way, but what he must have felt like. What would you have done differently? He has a wife and 2 daughters.
Here's the thing.
He has a daughter that's probably about the same age as the women who complained about him at LSU, and he has a wife.
Here's the
He has a Rudy. Rudy, before you say this, okay. I want you to really think long and hard about this.
Okay, I will.
He has a wife that he loves very much.
Okay, I'm gonna process that, and I'm gonna have a hot take here.
Yeah,
you can love your wife, and you can love your daughters. Like truly love your wife, truly love your daughters, not wish any harm on them, and not give a bleep about other women.
I don't think that's possible. He has a wife and daughters that he loves very much. I mean,
and honestly, let me rephrase that. You can love your wife and love your daughter and not give a bleep about any other person who may prevent you from having success in college athletics, which is a $1 billion enterprise.
It's just it's the other reason that, by the way, this is a little bit of reaching across to a not totally related thing, but is a little bit it fires a similar synapse for me. Richie Incognito is getting released by the Raiders, and he wants to continue his career and all that stuff.
I thought he retired years ago.
No, in fact, he's actually been very good for the Raiders, and I saw that news, and it reminded me of something that I thought whenever I saw a tweet from the NFL just, I think, a few days ago, because they were tweeting about this sort of, like, Stop Asian Hate campaign, because there's been a rise in both hate speech and hate crimes towards Asian people over the course of the COVID pandemic, which, I mean, isn't hard to find evidence of and is obviously terrible.
Yeah.
The NFL tweeted a whole statement about acts of verbal and physical violence against the Asian American Pacific Islander community just a little while ago with the hashtag Stop Asian Hate. And I saw that and immediately was reminded of the story from Richie Incognito, where he was accused of making racist and sexist remarks towards players and other team personnel in an independent investigation commissioned by the NFL. Fansided reports that the Wells report implicates Incognito and teammates John Jerry and Mike Pouncey of racially bullying a Japanese team trainer and mocking him on the anniversary of Pearl Harbor.
God.
The trio also reportedly threatened retaliation against the trainer. A Deadspin article states the three directed racist slurs to the trainer. There are plenty of examples of it. I'm not going to dive into at the moment, but there you can Google any of those stories. They also called him a dirty communist and North Korean. And those are the ones I'm willing to read. the reason that hits on a similar sort of synapse as Les Miles' lovely wife and he loves very much and all of this stuff.
Don't forget about the daughters.
And two daughters. I have to mention the two daughters.
Don't forget about the daughters.
In fairness, you would think would probably make you think about young women differently if you were already needing a little extra help. But I mean, you know, that clearly I was wrong. The reason that touches on a similar sort of synapse firing for me is because it's just like, talk is cheap is probably the easiest, most simple way to put it.
Mm-hmm.
Talk is cheap. The lip service throughout these things. I mean, you can go back to the NFL this year. The NFL this year got a real conscience about putting end racism in the back of the end zone and letting players wear "It Takes All of Us" on the back of their helmets. And, you know, Tom Brady, I think, was rocking "It Takes All of Us" while also having, you know, a series of sort of questionable supports and beliefs. You get Richie Incognito, who has one of the most high-profile incidences, at least in the sports world, of being sort of directly anti-Asian person, and you're now hopping on this train as it benefits you as a business to be a little more to have your eyes a little more open to some of the plights of minorities in the world and surrounding your sport that you would like them to believe they're welcome for. Talk is cheap, tweets are easy.
Yep.
It ends up making me a whole lot more cynical than I want to be also, because I would love to take the words as meaningful and as a actual meaningful sign of what that person is going to do or that entity is going to do with its money, with its actions, with its influence. But I would be really foolish, I think, to do that and to take all those things at face value. I think that's probably all we got unless more news breaks along the way. I don't really want to do the full show on this. And I've already promised Rudy that we'll open his NBA Top Shot packs. That's the transition we'll make next.
You are listening to Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe on Sports Radio 810 WHB.